اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا ابو صبا.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. ريسبكتد لسنرز اوف مركز صحابه ذا فويس اوف اهل السنه والجماعه. We welcome you, and you know this is the spiritual breakfast. And to add to the spirituality, we have Mufti Muhammad Akusab Hafidhahullah. And Alhamdulillah, today's date, you know, is the 3rd of Rajab, 1446. And Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahab will be speaking about the historical events of Rajab. So let's welcome Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahab, all well on your side?
Alhamdulillah, on Allah's mercy. How was your break, your journey? All went okay?
Ji, alhamdulillah, it went well. And shukr, we need to be away to appreciate what we have. So, Mufti Sahab is on a journey today. Where is Mufti Sahab off to?
Oh, we're going to Leidenberg and Limpopo, inshallah. Allah accept us for his deen, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Always on the move, alhamdulillah.
No such thing. You know, only Allah gives us the ability, otherwise we are totally unable. Allah gives tawfiq,
alhamdulillah.
Allah gives us tawfiq to do something for Allah, it's a mercy of Allah. If Allah gives us tawfiq to move for Allah, it's a mercy of Allah.
Hmm.
Allah doesn't need us, alhamdulillah.
True, 100%.
Just as we, you know, traveling, I think that opens the eyes. You see the need humanity has for deen. Not only Muslim, but when you see the plight where the non-Muslim are also looking for deen. They're searching for the truth. They are waiting someone to tell them. We think, Ya Allah, why Allah has given us some energy, we have to utilize it. If it was for some wonderful or profitable deal or some recreation, then we're prepared to go. But where we can uplift or somebody can get inspired or some... We should also seize the opportunity. Alhamdulillah.
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 This morning I said, you get these promoters and they work for certain organizations. It's called, there is actually a company called Promotions. So we had a friend, he was working there. You find him in different stores in Macro and these stores promoting juice. For every juice he sells or he inspires someone to purchase, then he gets, his commission goes up. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not interested in commission in all of this. They're interested in sparking others so that they can also get activated. And also their, inshallah, their ranks also increases. And when they're not speaking of Allah, they feel out of touch. They feel that something is wrong. So there is these different ways to look at things. Nonetheless, Mufti Sahib, let's go into our events of Rajab, inshallah. Mufti Sahib, can commence.
Alhamdulillah. And actually, Allah give us tawfiq to emulate the friends of Allah, because their commission is on the other side. Because that side is the real commission. SubhanAllah. And Allah says to His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the fadl of your Lord, you are not majnoon. You are not insane. This is one of the earliest Meccan surahs to be revealed. But why were they saying he's insane? Was because he went to them repeatedly with worry, with concern, reminding them of the truth, calling them to the greatness of Allah, exhorting them to embrace Islam. So he went to them so many times that they said, have you lost it?
Hmm.
Haven't you got our message clearly that we're not interested? And they called him Majnoon. So Allah said, oh my Nabi, you are not Majnoon. And your reward is unlimited and your akhlaq is impeccable. So an interesting discussion is, why is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's reward unlimited? It's because whoever came through him.
Hmm.
So every one of us also will get this commission from Allah. Bring people. That's the best investment we can have. Today is a Jumu'ah day. Invite a friend of yours. Invite a colleague, a teacher, a specialist, someone who treated you. Send a motivational message. Send some inspiration. Motivate someone to change his life. Help people in the plight that they are facing in depression. So what will happen is, Allah will reward us for that. We'll get the commission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. bring a new brother to the masjid today. Make him comfortable when he comes. Allahu Akbar, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a Jumu'ah, a youngster comes to me, and he was so touched because the topic we spoke on was, we have downplayed our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I asked the community, look at it, it's now December, January, you stop anyone, because few places we went to, like in Botswana as well, you stop any local, and in South Africa, they'll tell you about Jesus Christ. They know, and what they think, they believe is correct. But if you ask them about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't know. But how come? When Hazrat Isa, Jesus Christ, Isa alayhi salam, came for his time, came for his people, came to the Israelites, he said clearly, it's mentioned in the Bible, the Quran al-Kareem is clear concerning this, but the Bible also mentions it. He came to the lost sheep of the children of Israel. But how come the world knows about him? Ask them about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't know. The only thing the few non-Muslims know is something negative that they got from the media, lies against our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then many of us Muslims say, oh, they know about our religion more than us. That statement is ludicrous. That statement we make is a lie. They don't know about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't know the beautiful life he lived. They don't know how he came for humanity in totality. And that brings me to my first discussion today in Rajab, one of the great events that happened in this month. And this is one of the common views, is Allah took his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah. He was by the Kaaba and he went to visit Hazrat Ummu Hani and her husband. Her name was Fakhita, the daughter of Abu Talib, the daughter of his beloved uncle. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was visiting the couple, inviting them to Allah, and he rested. And in that, Allahu Akbar, Jibreel came and took him. He was told to embark onto this conveyance called the Buraqa. And where was our beloved taken? He was taken to the land of Anbiya, Baytul Maqdis, Palestine. May Allah preserve and protect Baytul Maqdis, the first haram. May Allah protect Palestine and Aqsa and Gaza. Our beloved was taken there. And when he got there, subhanallah, conveyance. Now that was in one night, physically, bodily. Subhanalladhi Asra. This is a chapter our beloved would recite every night. And I would exhort one and all, read this chapter of the Quran al-Kareem as much as possible. Try and practice the sunnah. Hazrat Aisha's report, our beloved would recite Surah Isra and Surah Zumar every night. Sunan Tirmidhi, reported in Tirmidhi. And I would exhort one and all, read the translation of this chapter also. A lot of what's going on there in Aqsa and Gaza at the moment also, and what's happening to the Ummah, the surah sheds quite a bit of light concerning that, and it gives us a lot of hope. So anyway, Allah says, perfect is Allah, pure is Allah. And also, Subhanalladhi Asra, Subhanallah is for something amazing, astonishing, astounding. Allah is amazing. And this journey is amazing. So because this journey is so amazing, the chapter starts with Subhanalladhi Asra. And look how beautiful is Quran. The next chapter starts with Alhamdulillahi Alladhi Anzala. So Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah goes together. So Allah is free from every blemish and Allah is perfect and pure and the possessor of every perfect quality. Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. Alladhi Asra bi'abdihi. Allah took his banda at night on this nocturnal journey, laylan. This is to show, Asra already has the meaning of night in there. But here, a portion of the night, laylan, the tanween comes for a short, for a small amount of time. So this journey didn't even cover the entire night, laylan. Because time and space belong to Allah. Allah made it happen in a very quick period of time. Laylan min al-masjid al-haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from masjid haram to Masjid Aqsa. This is a prophecy. Because Masjid Haram was not even in the control of Muslims yet. This is still in the Meccan stage. Makkah was conquered years later, 8th year after Hijrah. We're still in the Meccan stage, 10th year after Nubuwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from Masjid Haram. This is a prophecy. Quran is prophesying that this will be in the control of Muslims soon. From Masjid Haram to Masjid Aqsa. Quran refers to this as Masjid Aqsa. This was still under the Roman territory. The Romans, who we discussed previously, some previous weeks, how the Roman practices influenced Christianity 300 years after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's how Trinity came about. That's how the 25th of December came about. So, alhamdulillah, we discussed that recently. But here, this land was still under the Christians and the Romans. But Allah refers to it as Masjid Aqsa. So this is a prophecy. Allah is saying, soon it will come to the Muslims. We've discussed also recently how Allah even mentioned Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the previous books and Sahaba in the previous books. That's why when Sahaba came to receive the key to Masjid Aqsa, Hazrat Umar was given the key without a fight. Because Hazrat Umar was described in the scriptures of the Christians. From Masjid Haram to Masjid Aqsa. Now to crux this point here, there Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam met all the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. And Allahu Akbar, every Nabi presented, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented the maqam of his ummah. Then adhan took place. Then salah was to take place in congregation. Who was to lead the salah? Senior Anbiya there. Jibreel ushers Allah's beloved forward. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leads all the Anbiya in salah. But what was the message? The fact that Rasulullah SAW came to Masjid Aqsa, still Makkah, majority of Makkah are not even Muslim yet, and yet he's brought to Masjid Aqsa. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali al-Nadawi writes that Allah is combining for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The whole world is his jurisdiction. He is sent for humanity's guidance. His Nubuwa transcends all bounds, all races, all colors, all regions, all nationalities, all communities. Every race, every color, every region, every nationality, every individual is in the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now I ask you, stop anyone on the road, my brother. Ask them, do you know Christ? He'll think, are you off your head? Of course. But then ask them, do you know Muhammad? I'm sorry, who are you talking about? Allahu Akbar. Who was supposed to educate them? Who was supposed to tell them? You and I have hoarded it for ourselves. Well, no, we've been traveling on this period here. Wherever you go, you'll meet Muslims everywhere. But the Muslim doesn't know that it's my duty to share Islam with every person. At least try. MashaAllah, we make elaborate preparations, book tickets, exorbitant rates, have higher cars, wherever we go. But some literature concerning who is Allah, what is the beauty of Islam, who is our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will not keep it in our hand luggage. We will not keep it in our bags. It is too much of an inconvenience. But to, mashallah, book our tickets, make sure our meals are carried, make sure we have everything packed, vacuum packed, comfortable, what we'll eat in the airport, what we'll have on the flight, what we'll eat when we're there. How through our journey somebody can get to know the beautiful akhlaq of our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know what we say? Shaitan puts this trick in our brains. Oh, they know. Brother, they don't know. My sister, they don't know. Who was supposed to tell them it's sleeping? How are they going to know? We have hoarded it for ourselves. We have kept it for ourselves. Our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken right to Aqsa because the whole ummah, he sent for humanity in totality. This theme is repeated in the Quran again and again. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. This كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ is حَال before the ذُلْحَال. It's emphasis. كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. And then Allahu Akbar, Tabarak al-Ladhi نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. How will the world know this beautiful Nabi of Allah, his amazing birth, the life he led, the life he lived, his mercy for humanity, how he treated his Mubarak wives, how he treated his children, the sacrifices he made, what he went through, his tolerance, his patience, his kindness, how he brought warring tribes together, how he ended off feuds with character, how he prayed at night, even though he was made the greatest of Allah's creation, he stood in tahajjud at night. How will the non-Muslim world, the majority of a lot of our countries, how will they know this? Who is going to tell them who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So recently we had this discussion and the talk was called, "We have downplayed our Muhammad." So he comes to me and he was so emotional. He says to me, "You know, what you're saying is so true. I was in a school with non-Muslims. They were so respectful. They treated me with such character. They never made me feel an outcast." And I said, "Let me share this." Then I moved to a Muslim school, thinking that Muslims will have such character. I'll learn my Quran. I was doing my hair. Judging the car that I get dropped off with, judging the lunch that I come to school with. And I mustered up some courage after a few months. And I said to him, "You know, with the non-Muslims, they treated me with respect, at least. Why would you all do this? Why do you all make me feel that way?" He started crying. He says, "Now they gossiped about me even more." And as this youngster is talking to me just a few weeks ago, he was getting a pain in his heart. He thought he's getting a heart attack. I rushed to call one doctor to help him. He was getting an anxiety attack. Allah save us. How we make people feel. That's why we have to exhort our children. Don't look down upon any of Allah's creation. Don't think we're better than anyone. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sima rahimahullah rebuked the students who were in the car and they balked at a drunkard. And he asked them, "Why do you all do that?" They said, look at their despicable plight. Hazrat said, "And who knows in which condition we will die in. They could become the greatest of awliya. You and I could be deprived of iman." Then he's telling me, "What you're saying is so true. Who's going to guide those non-Muslim friends of mine? They respected me for my Islam, but I didn't tell them who is our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." This is why I'm exhorting everyone. People are still on journeys. Don't undertake a journey without this intention as well. That, "Ya Allah, how can I influence people towards your deen? How can my journey also be a means that you've said in the Quran, tell them, O my Nabi, this is my way. I'm an inviter to Allah. I and every follower of mine." We're already going for every other intention. Make this intention also. Khair, it'll be hard for you if I tell you, go only for this. Allah reward the Jamaat. At least they're sacrificing. They're going to the Muslim. Allah reward. What would our plight be if we didn't have the reminder, brothers coming to our door? Our fathers, our forefathers, Jamaat came to them. We appreciate that. But brothers, addressing everyone else, we were also supposed to go. Jamaat, besides Jamaat, that in Jamaat time we follow its usul. But I'm saying you and I, as ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were supposed to approach the non-Muslim. Hey, we don't want to do that. We don't want to go on a specific journey for that. To go on recreation is easier. To go see some property, attend some auction thousands of miles away is easier. To go touring here and there, you know, is easier. Whether we should go for that or not, I'm not discussing that. But what I'm saying is, people are already going. Make this intention also. Ya Allah, I want to talk about you. I want to inspire people about you. Start with akhlaq. Carry some literature. Just one message. Available. You can order it from few, places of it's available. The book, A Brief Illustrated Guide to Understanding Islam, readily available book. Keep a few copies in your hand luggage. Simple, easy. Hidden Treasures in the Bible. Beautiful, simple, how it explains to them so many practices of the Anbiya that's still in the previous books, but Muslims carry this out. My point is, carry it in your hand luggage. Don't say, "No, where we'll get it from?" You know where to buy the ticket from. You know how to hire our car, make elaborate you know, planning from beforehand where we're going to eat, get all the whole list of numbers, which auntie is cooking. Even we go to Makkah Mukarramah, mashallah, we know which person is cooking and what they're cooking. Whether we're going to George or Cape Town or whatever, which appa is making which meal, which number to phone. All that we... But this year, we're not prepared to carry with us. We've not understood that this is also our responsibility. And then don't be harsh and cruel with people. Wherever we travel, be polite, be kind, be respectful, share. Share with people. Greet people with a smile. Don't be snobbish. Don't be grumpy. We are Muslims. Greet people with akhlaq, even though they are non-Muslim. You don't want to say salam, khair. Say hello. That's a non-Muslim. My sister, you greet the sister. My brother, you greet the brother. You're traveling. It's South Africa. You're traveling everywhere. You have to deal with people. You have to be fair with people. Don't wait for people to greet us. Be kind and greet people. Go out of our way. Because we have a mission. We have a purpose that we've neglected for really for too long. So this was the first event I wanted to share. This journey of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also took place in Rajab. Another few others just to remember, and we'll discuss them in the other opportunities. Sariyatul Nakhla, the platoon of the date palm tree, also took place in this month. Sariyatul Place of An-Najashi, we'll discuss him also. He passed away 9th year after Hijrah in the month of Rajab. He was a wonderful, just king. Look at that now. I won't forget, I was on my way to Botswana. There was a lawyer on the flight and I was speaking about Islam 2 weeks ago. And this person says, you know, I agree with everything. I agree with everything what you said. And I was so close at one stage in my life to become Muslim. And I said, but what stopped you? So this lawyer says, you know, it was because I love Christ too much. And I must forward to you the lecture I just gave now on Hazrat Maria Qibtiyah, how Hazrat Hatib bin Abi Balta'a told Muqawqis that we're not telling you to denounce Christ. We love Christ. So when I explained to her, she said, no, you all say he's just a prophet. No, he's not just a prophet. See, for Christians, the prophet is someone very ordinary. He's one of the mightiest messengers of Almighty God. And you're not going contrary to the Quran. Quran mentions him as Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. He was the only human who was born. He was the only person born without any male touching his mother. He performed so many miracles, giving life to the born blind, to the leper, giving life to the dead. He would tell people, he could tell people what they ate in their homes. This is in chapter 3 of the Quran from verses 42 onward. Somewhere we were sitting in one lounge and there was some senior priest there and we had a discussion and I heard them out and then I explained how the Quran defends the Anbiya. Then I opened the Quran translation. I just read the story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And after this chapter, Surah Ali Imran, and I read at the end of the discussion, he's telling me, what you reading from? He was so amazed. He couldn't believe it. He hasn't heard. All he heard, yeah, you all say you all like Christ too. It's not so. When I explained this, this lawyer in Africa was ready to become Muslim. There's good people. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this King Najashi is a just man. Sahaba went there. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, rahimahullah, writes, don't think Sahaba only went there for ibadat. They went there not only to preserve deen in them, but also to establish deen, for deen to come there, for people to see the deen of deen. Gone by that, you know, sometimes I'm giving a Muslim somewhere we're traveling, giving him a few booklets. Say, no, I know you're a Muslim, but this is not for you, brother. This is for you to pass on to someone. This is a starter pack. You're traveling, going all these elaborate places. Have this intention. Go through it. So you know what you're giving the next person. But the Muslim can't understand that Dawah is my responsibility. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah help us. Jazakumullah khairan for the opportunity. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahab, for that message. We appreciate it. Make dua for us as well. Inshallah, we'll meet with you again next week.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, yeah.